Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Ethan, next, where we are broadcasting from once again this year, is a global innovation hub that brings together researchers, industry pros, startups, and retailers for all kinds of very cool new product introductions and lots of discussions. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow. IFA, by the way, thanks our hardware sponsors, including Bosch, Africola, Klauer, Panasonic, Jura, and Dell. And this Into Tomorrow special brought to you in part by Leandrino, connecting users and brands to digital currencies. Learn more at leandrino.com. By Jabra, your engineered for purpose headphones and earbuds. Visit jabra.com. And by Tiffin, from stabilizers to filters, visit Tiffin, T-I-F-F-E-N.com, to shop the latest camera gear. Our next guest has some really cool products, concepts. It's a group of all sorts of wireless charging folks that do some really unique things now. It's all a single purpose: worldwide compatibility of all wireless chargers and wireless power sources. Now we got your attention. We get a lot of calls from our audience on a regular basis. Hey, what's the latest in wireless? I've got a charger I can put my phone on, but I want more. I need more. The chair of the Kitchen Work Group. Yeah, we're talking about kitchen appliances even. From the Wireless Power Consortium is Hans Kablau. Hans, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, and it's a pleasure to have you. We noticed that one of my producers, Lisa, was wandering around the IFA Next area and said a lot of people are gathered around wanting information from your exhibit. First of all, tell me about the consortium.
Yes. The Wireless Power Consortium is a voluntary group of companies. Mm-hmm. We have about 600 member companies right now.
Wow.
It started off more than 10 years ago with only 8 or 9 companies, and it's grown tremendously ever since.
I can imagine. And of course, part of the wireless stuff that we talk about, and in the U.S. we've always said QI, because you see a Q and an I, but we understand. I only just learned now. We've been doing the show 24 years. And guess what? We've been saying QI chargers wrong all this time, and has everyone else in North America, but it's pronounced Qi.
That's right, Qi.
But you don't say Qi even, you just say Qi? And why is that?
Yeah, Qi is actually the pronunciation of, comes from Chinese, meaning energy or vital energy.
So QI isn't something like quick induction or something, where everybody guesses, but that's wrong.
So it's an association with energy.
Qi. Now, you bring it to this next level because you're the chairman of the Kitchen Work Group, so yes. You're doing it with kitchen appliances. Let's talk about a couple of things that you're showing here at IFA that are pretty cool, and there's no cables, there's no plugs.
First, about the next level, it'll be in parallel to Qi, so it is not going to replace Qi or anything.
Good.
It's a completely separate system aimed at a separate ecosystem of appliances and power sources that power these appliances.
Okay. So how is it then that something like an appliance does not have to be plugged in? And it's not batteries either. I mean, it's not running on AA batteries or something.
Yeah. It's all induction, good old induction. It's the same induction that will power your toothbrush for years, and also the same induction that is increasingly popular for cooking.
Okay. Wow.
So it's about coils generating magnetic fields.
So there's coils at the bottom, I'm guessing, at the base of these appliances. We've got a blender and a juicer and many other things. Instead of having to plug it into an electric outlet, it's just coils at the bottom of this juicer.
That's right.
And the same thing with the much bigger...
it's a little bit less visible here. But so.
Yeah. And then what you do, tell me if I'm correct, from what our producer told me, you would have embedded in a countertop the coil underneath, the charging mechanism.
Yeah, with the group of companies in the Wireless Power Consortium, we have come to agreement on the specification of inductive transmitter that can be hidden under a table or under a countertop, works up to 3-4 centimeters thickness, and it will power these appliances.
Nice. So you have to just simply position it over the induction coil area.
A designated spot.
Yeah.
You hide it in its place, you slide it in its place.
And all of a sudden the juicer is juicing.
It lights up, it comes to life, and it's powered.
And what appliances can be included? Is it pretty much anything we'd use in the kitchen? I mean, you could a can opener, a toaster. You know, we have a juicer and a blender here. What other products would we use?
So virtually, from a power level perspective, we go all the way up to 2,200 watts.
Wow.
And that will bring to small motor appliances, larger blenders, but also heating appliances, rice cookers, even cookware, like for grilling or heating. These could all be included. There's one exception, though, that is with handheld appliances, obviously, because the induction goes...
That's true. If you're moving it with your hand, you're not staying connected in that sense to the induction power.
Yeah. So if we make handheld appliances wireless, we still need batteries.
Sure.
And then they need to be charged.
Key cordless kitchen.
Yes.
Ah, very cool. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us and continued good luck with this. I hope you get all of the companies involved and on board with it.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
All righty. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues, but I want to remind you, you can visit wirelesspowerconsortium.com. I think they win the award for the longest URL on the show, at least today, but that's exactly what they do. wirelesspowerconsortium.com. We'll link you there too when you hit us up at Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue with much more from Berlin, Germany. More very cool products and technologies to choose from and to share with you here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away and don't miss a minute of our 3 weeks' worth of coverage.